The beginning of Reformation. The sorrow of Ezra and his associates wrought repentance. Many who had sinned were deeply affected. The people wept very sore. They saw the sacredness of the law spoken at Sinai, and many trembled at the thought of their transgressions. One of those present, Shechaniah, acknowledged as true the word spoken by Ezra. "We have broken faith with our God," he confessed, "and have married foreign women from the peoples of the land." Shechaniah proposed that all who had transgressed should forsake their sin and be adjudged according to the law. "Arise," he told Ezra, "for it is your task, and we are with you. Be strong and do it," RSV. This was the beginning of a wonderful reformation. With tact and careful consideration for the rights and welfare of every individual concerned, Ezra and his associates strove to lead Israel into the right way. Ezra gave personal attention to every case. He sought to impress the people with the holiness of the law and the blessings to be gained through obedience. Wherever Ezra labored, there sprang up a revival in the study of the scriptures. The law of the Lord was exalted and made honorable. The passages in the books of the prophets foretelling the coming of the Messiah brought hope to many a heart. In this age of the world, when Satan is seeking to blind the eyes of men and women to the claims of the law of God, there is need of men who can cause many to tremble at the commandment of our God. There is need of men mighty in the scriptures, men who seek to strengthen faith. Teachers are needed who will inspire hearts with love for the scriptures.